Hi everyone, it's Mick here. I'm really praying that you are all well as you watch this video presentation. Well, welcome to the first of our video casts. This is going to be a regular presentation on going out on Fridays by email, and will form part of a package of resources that as a staff team we're going to try and get out to our amazing SEC church family, to give you spiritual input and keep you connected, not just with the Lord Jesus, but also keep us connected with each other. Alongside this, obviously, there's the already famous daily podcast. That's Monday to Friday. It's a great resource. Absolutely. If you've not watched the or listened to the podcast, please do sign up for that. But this video cast is something different. And the aim is to give you this video presentation, maybe 15 minutes or so, with a Bible message, after which there will be a great worship experience, which Becca and the worship team have sourced for us. This is not our own bands playing, but some fantastic professional bands where we can experience live worship. So looking forward to that. There's also going to be other resources on here, which Helen and Jack and the kids team have put together, some fantastic for families, resources for families and for children. And also on this in this package will be some scriptures for us to read, and a sheet at the end, a kind of action sheet, a worksheet for us to look through. It'll feel like the structure of the Grow Project. You remember that last year, where there's some video material, there's some other material, some input, some scriptures, and also an opportunity to be posed some questions which could help us progress with our journey with Jesus. So that's the video cast. Now, why are we doing this? Well, it's pretty obvious in some ways. There are no Sunday gatherings anymore, and we are not meeting as a church midweek in clusters or in cells officially. These are indeed challenging times. You may recall that last September, the sermon series for 5 weeks, you may want to go back and check those out on our website. We did a sermon series called Challenging Times, and that we needed faith in the Lord Jesus Christ during these challenging times. And that was at the end of 3 years of really political intrigue, as much as anything, as we came towards the great vote, the Brexit vote at the end of last year. We thought that was it, but little did we know. Since then, certain parts of our nation have had just terrible floods, and the weather's been just really, really bad for so many people. Our hearts go out to them. And then when we think we're going through that, here comes this virus, which is affecting our lives. So it is challenging. But actually, what we are going to do in these video casts, and I made it clear to the staff team, and you'll hear different or see different people on these screens on this video cast, we're not going to talk about fear and anxiety. There is fear and anxiety around. Of course there is. We're human beings. We're about to feel that. And it's okay, a vicar or a spiritual leader saying, don't be fearful when you are fearful. Don't be anxious when you do feel anxious. Stop worrying when you are worrying. Because then you start worrying about worrying, and so the cycle goes on. So what we're going to do is we're just going to focus on hope and faith and love and peace. Of course, these other challenging things are around us, but every Friday there's going to be a Bible message on these great themes. And we hope that's going to be encouragement to all of us. And I want to start this first one with, well, four practical ways of going forward over the next few weeks. And the first one is this. This is very practical. The first one in this challenging times that we're in at the moment. In fact, it is indeed fair to say it's a national crisis. The first one I would say is this. Keep working. Keep working. If you can work and be paid for it. And I know some people, I've spoken to two, three people today, and their jobs have just been stopped because the contracts have finished. And these are indeed challenging times with that. But if you can keep your workplace going, do. If you're working from home professionally, then do that. But even if you're not working and being paid for it, keep working in other ways. Keep busy. Maybe at home, just tidy the house up. Make sure maybe it's that time for that spring clean when it's not quite spring, but you know what I mean. Keep your hands and your body busy working. Maybe if you're into DIY, start doing that DIY, which you promised you would do 7 years ago and never got round to. Keep working. It occupies your mind and it's a good and godly thing. Secondly, keep healthy. That sounds an obvious thing to say, doesn't it? Just keep healthy. But exercise, that's you know, you can go out, walk around the block. There's no curfew or anything at the moment. So when you get the opportunity, if you're working from home, for example, just go out. If the children or children will be off school now. So find ways of keeping fit in a way that's good for you. And also, so that's the first thing, exercise. The second thing is, I think in these challenging days, is mealtimes. It's good to sit together around a table as family, or if you just the two of you, or if you're on your own, maybe do something a bit more creative and get somebody on WhatsApp while you and just share a thought or two while you're having a meal together. I know people, I was speaking to somebody just recently and they had a glass of wine with somebody on the end of WhatsApp on the phone, just sharing some stories of the day. So I think keep healthy by exercise, keep healthy by having good meals together, simple meals around the table. Keep those rhythms going. And thirdly, relax. When you can, just relax. Relaxation helps just disperse the worrying thoughts, doesn't it? And maybe it's TV for you. I love TV. You know, I'm just going to be into Netflix and I just love relaxing with TV. But also, I love reading a book. Trish and I read so many books. We just love reading books. And maybe it's time to read that book you never got around to reading, the one that great Aunt Hilda gave you for Christmas 3 years ago. Maybe get the books out, start reading a book. So relax, have good meal times, and exercise. So keep working, keep healthy. Thirdly, keep connected. Keep connected. This is a time when we can be very dispersed. We've been told we can't meet together. We have to isolate ourselves. But there's other ways we can connect with friends, particularly through social media, when we can't have official groups together. And we can't have groups together. We've been asked several times. Clusters cannot meet in the name of the church. And small groups cannot meet in the name of the church. And again, I spoke to three people today who they just put it out on social media. We're cooking dinner. Does anybody come round? Now, that's fine. It's your choice to do that. But actually, keep connecting with friends, particularly with social media. Keep connecting with others as well, not just friends, neighbours and colleagues. I think this is a time when, as Christians, we need to be saying to lots of other people who are not in our church family, you are needed and known. We know you're there. We're not forgetting you because we don't see you at work anymore, or we're not seeing you over the garden fence. So keep working, keep healthy, keep connected. And finally, and this is where I'll center on a little bit for the rest of this video cast, keep praying. Keep praying. My mind has gone back to a familiar passage. Well, I've been reading again the book of Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. Just to remind you, this was written about AD 51. It's one of the first letters that was written to this early church. St. Paul wrote this letter from Corinth and wrote it to this little church in Thessaloniki. And it's an amazing thing because the church was just starting up. It was, we've said before, it's probably the size of a cluster. And the main aim of this letter, this first letter to the church in Thessaloniki, is this: encouragement. Encouragement. Paul is saying, you are doing well under trying and difficult and challenging times. You're doing well. Keep doing what you're doing. Well done, church. And this letter's just come back to me. I thought, this is the right thing for our amazing church family to know at this time. And there's, do read the letter, the whole of it, 1 Thessalonians, but chapter 5, verses 16 to 18. You've heard these before. They're the shortest verses, probably, in the New Testament, where Paul says this. He says to the church, rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. I love those verses. To rejoice is to give praise to God always, and the that means always. So we are to rejoice always. First thing in the morning, during the day, last thing at night. And then that's the beginning of it. He ends it with to give thanks in all circumstances. And no matter what we're going through, we can give thanks. And these are tough times. There's no doubt at all about it. These are tough times. But we can give thanks for each other, for our friends, for our community, for our family. We can give thanks that we've still got some money in the bank to spend. We can give thanks we've got a roof over our heads and we have got food to eat. We've so much to give thanks for. And some of us may well get ill with this virus. They're suggesting that many, many people will. But they're also saying that many people who get this will not know they've got it or just have a mild version of it. So we can give thanks every day when we wake up for our circumstances. And if we're feeling unwell, we give thanks that God is with us. If we're feeling good, we give thanks that we're okay and we can be looking out for others. So rejoice always and then give thanks in all circumstances. But right in the middle of this holy sandwich, right in the middle, Paul says this, pray continually. Pray continually. And that's what I just want to focus on for the last part of this video cast here. Pray continually. What does that actually mean? Well, the word actually means to come towards. And actually, it means to interact with God. So Paul is saying here, you can interact with God. In fact, a good phrase that the early church fathers used to use was that prayer is a divine persuasion. You can come to God and just pour out your heart and just plead with him. You've given thanks. You're going to rejoice. You're rejoicing, giving thanks in all circumstances. And in the middle, you're saying, God, here I am. Here's some things I just want to interact with you about. And can I persuade you, God, maybe to change the direction a little bit? That's what he actually means. Yeah, but some people say, mate, what's going to happen is going to happen. We can't change it. We can. We change it through prayer, through divine persuasion. It's a wonderful thing. And prayer actually means this. It means taking our human wishes, offering them to God, but then taking on his heavenly wishes. That's why the interaction is. God, this is what I'm offering to you. And then God says, I'm hearing, but this is what I'm going to give you back. It's amazing. So that's what prayer is. And actually says we can pray continuously. Now, what does that word mean? Well, it actually means this. It means to pray with absolutely no gaps. Absolutely no gaps. Now, is that possible? Well, it seems impossible, doesn't it? How can you just pray all the time? I mean, you can't do it. Well, let me ask you this question. Is it possible to breathe without ceasing? Is it possible to breathe continuously? I'll give you the answer. The answer is yes. It's how we live. If you didn't breathe, then you stop living. And so if we see prayer in that way, rather than just, I have to do 10 minutes. Oh, it's Lent, so I better do 15 minutes. If we saw the whole of our existence as Christians, as disciples of Jesus, as spiritual breathing, we get up in the morning, we start, we get ready for work, we shower, we just get dressed, we're down for breakfast, and all the time, how are you doing, God? It's great. Thanks for a good night's rest. Thank you, Father. Kids are okay. Thank you. Look at the weather outside. It's brilliant. What a great day. Father, I was thinking that this today, maybe this and this. I've got this thing at work and I'm working from home now. Father, I was just wondering whether about what if we could do this together, and I'm going to meet up with some folks online. Maybe, you see what I mean? You are connecting constantly with the Father in heaven. Spiritual breathing. That's what prayer is. It's also a holy habit. It's a holy habit. And once you get into that habit, it's an amazing thing to do. So we pray continuously. And why do we do that? Well, I'll tell you. I'm going to tell you the answer because I'm the vicar and I love you. It's because it works. Prayer works. It's part of God's plan to remake this broken world. And the more I think about this, well, we live in a moment now where the world is broken, isn't it? I was reading just this week that the polluting chemicals in the air in some major cities have dropped drastically since this virus has hit, because people are not driving around. But we've been polluting the planet. We are just not good at getting on together. And all of a sudden, countries are working together to try and fight this worldwide pandemic. And maybe, just maybe, in the midst of all this crisis, and it is a crisis, maybe God will show us a better way to live our lives. And maybe it starts with me and you and our neighbours and being there for them and being known as people who are there for their neighbours. So that's prayer, and it's a wonderful thing. I'm reminded finally of Smith Wigglesworth, the great evangelist, who actually said, all we need is in heaven. All we need is in heaven. One of the failings of the church is we don't pray it out of heaven down here onto the earth. And that shaped a lot of my Christian ministry in my life. You'll have heard me say before, every day I rejoice. And some days I feel not so good, just like you. And other days I feel better. But I've learned this habit of rejoicing every day. Because here is a day, fresh off the shelf of heaven, never been used before. And God, in his grace, has given it to me and my family to enjoy. What an amazing God. So, I believe as we look through these things, remember, practically, during this time, keep working in whatever way you can. Get that DIY done. Get a bit of decorating done if you can. Tidy up the house. Keep healthy. Get the meals going. Keep exercising, relax where you can, get the book out you've been meaning to read. Keep connected, find a way. Just today with the staff team, we've been getting into Teams, our online way of connecting, and also Zoom, how are we going to do that? Use the new technology, have a go at it. Keep connecting, get on WhatsApp groups. This could be fantastic if we do that. But keep praying. Number four, keep praying. Do you remember? Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, because this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. I remember several years ago listening to my good friend and predecessor here at this church, Mike Breen, listening to a talk which he called the spiritual earthquake. And he said he believed that a time was coming when all that we knew and recognized and put our trust in, if all that went, and just like an earthquake, a physical earthquake, how would we respond? Because in an earthquake, when you finally come out, you look around and the buildings that were your signposts, were your familiar places, are all gone. All there is around is rubble. And he said, even maps are no good. That's true. There's no roads left. He also said this, that even a compass sometimes is not quite right. What you need is a guide to lead you through the rubble and the challenge that you face. And in these days, we need to have Jesus and recognize him as our guide. I really believe that we as a church at SDC are ready to face these days with confidence, with hope, with love. I really believe that's going to happen. We're going to be people who are known as people of generosity and kindness. And I believe that God will use us in these days. So keep praying. And I'm going to finish now, if I can, with this scripture. I tell you, this, I'm doing this at home. That was not deliberate. Let me read this final scripture to you here from Romans chapter 15 and verse 13. And this is a prayer for all of us today. And may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, wonderful church. Keep safe and God bless.